Hallelujah, in the name of Lord Jesus Christ, I speak for the Lord.
Hallelujah, 奉主耶稣圣名在这里为主证道。
Before I start a testimony, I would like to share a couple of verses with you.
在我那个做见证之前，想跟弟兄姊妹分享那个圣经里面的几句真理。
Let's turn to the book of Numbers, chapter 10.
我们看一下民数记的第十章。
Numbers, chapter 10, verse 35 and 36.
民数记第十章。
Verse 35 and 36. So it was, whenever the ark set out, that Moses said, Rise up, O Lord, let your enemy be scattered, and let those who hate you flee before you. Verse 36.
36.
And when it rested, he said, Return, O Lord, to the many thousand of Israel. So we know that the Israelites are the chosen people of God.
我们知道说这以色列人是神的选民。
So during this time, the Israelite was going to take the journey of 3 days.
这时候他们要往前面走三天的路程。
But before they take the journey, the ark of God always go ahead of them.
但是他们在他们走之前，他们神的约柜总是走在他们前面。
So every time that the ark of God set before them, Moses prayed to God, Rise up, O Lord, let your enemy be scattered, and let those who hate you flee before you.
当约柜往前行的时候，摩西就说：“主啊，求你兴起，愿你的仇敌四散，愿恨你的人从你面前逃跑。”
You can see nowadays we proclaim we the true church of God.
现在我们也说我们是神的真的真耶稣的教会。
If we proclaim the true church of God, we need to preach this true salvation of God.
如果我们认为自己是真的教会，我们要把这个真的信息传给别人。
But most importantly, we ask God to go ahead of us.
但是最重要的是我让神走在我们前面。
Because if God go ahead of us, he will scatter all the enemies that before us.
如果神在前面带路的话，他把我们的敌人都会赶散。
We know our greatest enemy is Satan.
我们最大的敌人是那个撒旦。
But God already overcame Satan.
但是神已经战胜了撒旦。
So he also gives us the power also to be able to overcome Satan.
所以他给我们的力量使我们也可以来战胜撒旦。
Why? Because the spirit in us is greater than the spirit that's in the world.
因为在我们里面的灵比世上的灵更厉害。
So when we go out and preach the gospel, we should not be afraid.
所以我们出去传福音的时候应该不要害怕。
Because God already went ahead of us.
因为神已经走在我们前面。
God already made the way for us.
神已经为我们开路。
All we need to do is sow the seed in people's heart.
我们只需要把种子种在别人的心中。
So we pray and ask the Lord to go out and scatter all these enemies.
所以我们求神在我们带领我们把我们的仇敌四散。
But in verse 36, when the ark rested,
但36节里面提到说约柜停住的时候，
Then Moses said, Return, O Lord, to the many thousands of Israel.
他说，那个摩西就说：“主啊，求你回到以色列的千万人中。”
Even though we know evangelizing is very important,
虽然我们知道说传福音是非常重要
的。But more importantly, we ask the Lord to abide with us, the chosen people.
但是更重要的是，我们要求神给我们，神的选民在一起。
Because if our church is strong,
因为如果我们的教会是有力量的话
，then when we go out and evangelize, we will have power of God be with us.
所以我们出去传福音的时候就有。神的力量跟我们在一起。
So for us, pastoring and evangelizing, we have to go hand in hand.
所以我们这个牧养和传道是两个不可分开的两部分。
That's why when I went to Kenya, truly, I say to myself, we are so blessed here.
所以当我去肯尼亚的时候，感觉到说我们住在这里真是很是有福气。
Actually, can you turn off the light, the front one, please? Actually, before I went to Kenya, before I went to Africa, I never thought that.Kenya would be so beautiful.
在我去非洲之前，从来没想到说非洲有这么漂亮的风景。
Actually, this is the land of Kisii.
这是肯尼亚的一个地方。
And Kisii in Kenya, there's 43 different kind of tribes in Kenya.
在肯尼亚有43个不同的部族。
And Kisii is one of the tribe who live in Kisii.
卡西这个地方有一个部落叫做卡西。
And then there's another tribe called Luo.
另外一个地方叫卢罗
，and also Luas, Luo and Luas,
卢罗和卢阿斯。
So these are the three tribes that are the biggest in the Kenya area.
这是肯尼亚最大的三个支派。
But all together, they have 43 tribes.
他们一共全国有43个部落。
Really, when we first walked to this area, because this area, even the bicycle cannot go there because it's so muddy.
这地方因为很泥泞，所以连脚踏车都不可以。
So you can see we walk all around this area.
我们就在这个地方走来。
And the mud is like clay, so heavy.
那个泥土很像粘土一样非常重。
Because that area they have much rain.
那地方下雨下的很多。
So when you walk about 10-15 minutes on the end, your shoes will become like this big.
所以你走十来分钟，你的鞋子就会变这么大。
Then usually with mud, right? You just get a stick and take it out, or get, you know, kick it and stuff like that. But this mud, no, it's like glue on your shoes.
这里面的土非常黏，所以你甩也甩不掉，拿也拿不下去。
So it become very heavy.
就鞋子变得非常重。
So we walk for like,you know, about half an hour, 2 hours, actually half an hour, 2 hours, and then forget it, your feet will be so heavy.
你走了半小时到两小时之后，你的脚就变得非常非常重。
Actually, it just happened in Atlanta, KC, Pastor Cole and I, we split up.
在这个卡西的地方，那个罗川道跟我两个人分开了。
Because Pastor Cole has, anyone know Pastor Cole, he's full of energy, right?
我知道客船道他那个非常有精力。
Say he wants to go to this remote area church, but he asked me to stay in KC.
所以他去更偏僻的地方，让我一个人留在这个卡西这个地方。
So for example, we up here on the mountain.
所以我们现在在山上。
He has to walk all the way down here.
他要走一路走下去。
Then go up all the way to the mountain.
然后再上那个山。
Then down the mountain.
然后从山下到山的那边去。
So it takes about 2 hours, at least 2 hours.
至少两个小时才过去。
But I guess he felt bad for me to stay there, and then instead he went ahead with another worker from Africa.
所以他
from Kenya.
就跟一个另外从非洲的一个施工一起过去了，让我一个人留在这里。
On the view from our church is really beautiful.
从我们教会看上去的风景非常好。
So this is the most memorable moment, you know, in Kenya for me, the beautiful place.
所以这个对我来说，在肯尼亚最漂亮的一刻。
But one thing in Kenya I cannot stand is the smell.
但是在肯尼亚，我最受不了的东西就是它那个味道。
Actually, God just happened to give me a good sense of smell, but in Africa, it's not good.And Kenya is not good.
感谢神，我的鼻子味觉很，嗅觉很好，但是在肯尼亚确实非常不好的事情。
Really, because over there, because when people go to the bathroom, they go everywhere.
因为那时候他们大小便到处随地就做了。
So when we walk on the road, there's really only two things you smell here: human dung, animal dung. Those are only two things.
所以你路上走路只能闻到两个东西，一个是人的。大小便和一个是动物的大小便。
So the first week I remember, I knew, you know, we eat outside, and sometimes when we eat and the wind just blow by, it's like, you know, you feel so full already.
第一次我们在室外吃饭，然后风刮过来，全身的味道，所以感觉很不好。
Actually, after 2 or 3 weeks, it doesn't matter anymore. Whatever you have to eat, you eat with thanksgiving. You don't care about the smell.
你过一阵两三星期之后，你就习惯了，就不管那些东西。
Like I mentioned, the bathroom there in the city area is not bad.But in a remote area, the bathroom they dig about maybe 30 to 50 feet in the ground.
城市里还好，其实带我们到乡村下去，发现我们讲过，刚才他们那个厕所都是地上挖一个30到50尺深的一个洞。
And then they just put a couple of woods on the side, you can sit on it.
他们就旁边放几块木头，你可以坐在上面。
So in the beginning, I went to the bathroom at night time.
开始我晚上去上厕所。
And, you know, during that time I have a flashlight.
那时候头上还带一个手电筒。
So before I went to the bathroom, I just shined the flashlight there, and the place is full of roaches.
然后我就过去的时候拿那个手电一照，那个地方全是那个蟑螂。
And then I say to myself, well, maybe in the morning is better.
我想可能白天会好一些。
So next time I go to the bathroom, I go in the morning.
所以第二次我就早上去，忍到早上去上
厕所。When I go there in the morning, pretty much that all the mosquitoes they are there.
早上去的时候发现整个。全是那个蚊子在照着这个地方。
But actually, in the afternoon is worse.
下午就更糟糕。
Because afternoon the sun shine, right? It's very hot.
因为下午的时候太阳出来非常热。
So all the aroma will come up, you know, from there. So you cannot sit there for more than like 10 seconds.
所以那味道非常非常厉害，所以你进去10秒钟就受不了。
So that's why everybody, including us, the bathroom is outside. It's much better.
所以那个厕所在外面其实还好一些。
And then, and also when you walk around, it just, you know, you just feel everything is so hot, everything is so smelly, and then you just feel anything that you eat, of course, you're hungry, it tastes really good. But meanwhile, when we go on the van and stuff like that, it just smells really bad.
不管去哪里，又这么热，又这么潮湿，味道又非常糟糕，所以感觉不是很好。
Actually, I'm just talking to you about, I can still smell what I smell there.
我现在跟你讲，我可以脑袋里还记得那个味道。
So,This is Pastor Cole.
这是那个客船道。
This is on the airplane.
在飞机上的时候。
Actually, I went to London 15 hours before he did.
我去伦敦的时候，我比他先到15个小时。
And we supposed to meet in London Heathrow Airport, and then we would fly to Kenya together.
我们本来计划说要在伦敦一同会面，然后一同去非洲。
But during the time when we started boarding, Pastor Cole is not there.
但是我们上飞机的时候，发现他还没有来。
And during the time I didn't know what to do.
我不知道怎么办。
I'm saying to myself, should I go to Kenya by myself?
我就想是不是要我自己去肯尼亚
？But what am I going to do in Kenya? I've never been here before.
我从来没有去过，去了怎么办
？And then I said, "What happened if I leave?" And then I don't know. I didn't really know what to do. But I was in line waiting to get, you know, to go on the airplane.
但当时我也不知道怎么办，当时我就排着队快要上飞机了。
And all of a sudden, I see Pastor Cole from a distance.
突然我发现他从很远的地方跑过来。
He's running, yeah.
跑得很快。
And then he came in, he gave me a big hug.
过来以后，他给我一个拥抱。
He said, "Oh, thank God, I made it. Thank God."
感谢神，我这次没有迟到。
Of course, what happened? Heathrow Airport, right? From Terminal 1 to Terminal 4, you have to take a bus there.
结果他到伦敦机场从，第一号机舱到第四号要坐公车。
And then you have to go through immigration, so it take him a long time. He almost missed the flight.
他还要经过移民关，所以他花了很久时间，差点就把飞机耽误了。
Actually, this is in a. Did we miss a picture? Yeah, I missed a picture by accident. This is an Army Church in Nairobi.
这是我们内罗毕的一个教会。
Actually, in Nairobi is the capital of Kenya.
内罗毕这边是那个肯尼亚的首都。
And in Kenya, there's three big cities.
肯尼亚有三个大城市。
So Nairobi is one of them.
内罗毕是其中一个。
And then Kisimu.
还有一个叫可西姆。
And then Mombasa is the third one, Mombasa.
第三个是蹦巴萨。
So this city is very advanced.
这城市都非常好。
You can see this is a rented church that our brother and sister have service there.
他们是租的教会，他们在这里举行聚会。
You can see here is a cement floor.
他们是至少是水泥地。
I see the cement floor is very good.
是水泥地板是非常好的一件东西。
Because everywhere else you go, remote area. Everywhere else you go, remote area.Okay, thank you.
他说不管你去别的地方比较偏僻的地方。
Because when you kneel down and pray, you pray on like pebbles and rocks and things like that.
你跪下来祷告的时候都会在那个小石头里面祷告。
And for me, I never pray on a cement floor before.
我原来从来没有在水泥地上祷告。
So during that time before our session start, we pray for half an hour.
所以那个开始之前我们要祷告半个小时。
Really, the first two, three minutes when I kneel down and pray.
前面两三分钟跪下来的时候
，I feel it's cold coming to my knees。
感觉那个冷气从那个水泥地里面
，And after 5 minutes, my whole body is numb。
五分钟之后，我的全身都麻木了。
I cannot feel anything。
都感觉不到什么东西。
But of course, I need to be a good example. I need to stay there and pray。
但是因为我想做一个好榜样，所以我必须要停在那里祷告。
Because there's a true seeker sitting right there。
后面有一个那个福音慕道者。
And this is the first time he went to our church。
他是第一次来我们教会。
And he prayed for half an hour on the cement floor。
他也在那水泥地上祷告了半小时。
So I was very impressed。
所以我觉得我很惊讶。
And later on, when I showed the video, you can see that our churches in Kenya is very lively。
所以后面我看到我们教会在肯尼亚的教会非常活泼。
If they come to the United States and listen to our sermon here, they all for sure they'll fall asleep.
如果他们来美国来聚会的话，他们一定都会睡着了。
Because over there, really, everything they do is so lively. You'll see the video later.
去那边他非常活泼聚会。
So this is we are on our way from Nairobi to Kimilili.
是我们从奈罗毕的城市去另外一个地方 Kimilili.
This is Brother Wilson.
这是那个威尔森弟兄。
Brother Wilson is one of the worker from Nairobi.
他是从那个奈罗比去的一个圣工弟兄。
Actually, in Kenya we have three districts.
我们在肯尼亚有三个地区。
Nairobi district.
奈罗比地区。
Kasimu district.
卡西姆。
And Busia district.
还有布西亚。
And those out of those three districts we have three coordinator.
在三个不同的地区，我们有三个那个联络负责人。
So from Nairobi to Kimilili is about 14-15 hours bus ride.
所以从这个奈罗毕到这个地方大概要14-15个小时坐汽车。
Because it's from the one side to the other.
因为它从国家的一边到另外一边。
And this is really not like a Greyhound bus ride. Everything is so smooth.
这个公共汽车不像那个美国的这个灰狗一样很。
But this is the best bus they have. But still, compared to here, is you know.
这是他们最好的公车，但是还是非常糟糕。
On the way there, we see a friend there.
路上碰到一个小朋友。
Actually, there's many baboons and zebra and stuff on the road on the way there.
这个狒狒和路上可以看到很多狒狒、斑马之类的野生动物。
Actually, this guy is just by himself.
他是一个 一个人在一起在这里。
Yeah, most of the baboons, they travel in the whole family. They have little babies on their back and stuff like that. They travel, you know, across the land.
这狒狒是一个群居动物，他们经常是很多动物在一起，这里只有一个。
And I didn't see the elephant, but Pastor Cole, he said he saw like a family elephant, but I didn't see it. I was sleeping.
高传道说他看到一大群大象，但是我没有看到，因为我当时在睡觉。
But actually, when I see zebra and stuff on television, I thought they're like, you know, so cool. But over there, there's so many of them. They're just like cows, you know, walking around.
斑马在电视上觉得很棒，但是去那里看到处都是，跟那牛一样，觉得没什么了不起。
This is, of course, Fisher Cove, right?
这是那个客船道。
And we usually, this is the common transportation, they call it the boda-boda, the bicycle.
这是他们的脚踏车。
Of course, most of the area we go to, you cannot take cars or anything else beside the boda-boda, beside the bicycle.
很多地方你根本不能坐车去，只能骑车去。
So, you know, the reason Pastor Cole put his head like this, not because he want to look cool, right?
他头转过来不是想装酷怎么样
？But he want the sun to get away from his eyes.
这样他可以太阳不会照他脸上。
You can see how I was really excited, right? It's like a second, third day there.
我是到那边是第二、第三天，很兴奋。
It's all smiling.
他很高兴。
After 3 weeks, it's really is hard to smile.
再过了两三星期就笑不出来了。
But actually, Kenya is the safest place of all the area in Africa we have preached to.
但是我们知道这个地方肯尼亚是非洲我们传道的最安全的一个地方。
Actually, in Kenya, 1 out of 3 people have AIDS.
在肯尼亚，每三个人中间就有一个人得艾滋病。
And it's very, very, you know, everything is quite dirty there.
所以那个地方很脏。
But when I tell them I'm from America, every time you tell them about America, because they think America is heaven.
我给他们说我从美国来，他们每听到美国都以为是天堂一样。
I always tell America, all of us, we also need to suffer just like them.
我告诉他们说，我们在美国也有受苦，就像你们一样。
And I told them, for example, in Kenya, if you want to get married, right, you need only 3 cows.
在肯尼亚，你要想结婚呢，你要有三头牛就可以有钱结婚了。
3 cows maybe $250 to $300.
三头牛大概卖$250到$300。
I say to marry in America, the average wedding is like $18,000.
说你在美国结婚的话，平均那个要花。18,000块钱。
So we still have to suffer and try to make money to, you know, to pay our daily life.
所以我们虽然生活好，但是还是要努力工作，受很多苦。
They have no mortgage.
他们不需要付房
贷款。They have no taxes, electricity bill.
没有税。
They have nothing.
没有需要交那个电水电费，什么都没有。
They can make $1 a day. They be able to survive.
他们每天只要赚1块钱就可以活得很好。
所以 over here we can make $3,000 a month.It's very hard to live.
在美国，我们即使一个月赚3000块钱，生活还很艰难。
So when I tell them this kind of story, then they say, "Oh, maybe it's not so good."
所以我告诉他们这些事情，他们也觉得哦，可能也不是，并不是很好。
This is the true seeker family.
这是一个那个，
这
慕道者的家庭。
So this family pretty much we went there to evangelize.
我们去那边给他们传道。
You see, right? Most of them have no shoes on except for this little boy here.
我看他们大部分的人都没有鞋子穿，只有这个小家伙有。
And it's very common. You see the little boy, he has a big, big stomach. Not because he have a lot of food.
你看这个小孩，他肚子很大，其实非常常见的一个现象。
Because he has no food.
因为他没有吃的，所以肚子很大。
So when I look at all these little boys and I think about all of you.
我看到那些孩子的时候，看到有想起我们教会的这些小朋友。
Really, when I see especially this little boy, I remember his face.
我想起这个小朋友的脸。
It seemed like he had the whole burden on the world on him. You know, he's so sad looking.
看到这个小朋友，好像他脸上那么悲哀，好像整个全世界的重担都压在他身上。
Really, every single day they have something to eat, only rice and a sweet potato.
他每天只有一些大米和一些红薯来吃。
That's why many of us sit here. We are very blessed.
所以我们坐在这里已经非常非常有福气的。
You can see all your clothes look so cool, right?
看你们衣服都非常好。
I mean, look at this guy. Look at this guy.
看这些小朋友。
All them, really, they clothes, they probably wear for the last couple of years away, since they were born.
他们几年来都穿一样的衣服。
And even they have the shoes, you see a lot of shoes, that's not $100 shoes, right?
这个鞋子好像也很破，也不可能值100块钱。
They're very, very poor.
他们很穷。
So we went there, and then this is Brother Peus, the one who got baptized during that time.
这就是那个当时在那边有受洗的一个弟兄。
And this is all his kids.
这是他的孩子。
I was joking around.this is just the student who the kindergarten student was there.
这是当时那边那个幼稚班的学生。
And Peus, his wife is a guy, she's a teacher.
刚才的弟兄的他的太太是一个老师。
So he brought all these little kids to see a white person, right? Because a lot of them they never see a white person before.
所以他把孩子都带来看那个白人，他以为我们都是白人。
Actually, Pastor Cole and I we are pretty dark.
其实那个柯传道跟我其实脸皮肤都比较黑一些。
But in Kenya, all of them call us white, right? Muzungu, Muzungu, they mean white people.
但是我们在那边，他们都管我们叫白人。
And because even some of the kids in the remote area, when they see Pastor Cole and I, we riding a bike, whatever, they get so scared, they run into the bush crying and stuff, because they never see people like us before.
因为那边小孩子有时候看到我跟柯传道在一起，他们都会吓得跑掉，因为他们从来没有见过像我们这样的。
So during that time, I remember Pastor Cole, teaching the Bible, Daniel and his three friends.
我记得当时柯传道给他们讲那个但以理跟他三个朋友的故事。
So this baptism.
是在受洗的地方。
During the time was a drought season.
当时是干旱。
And you can see the water is quite low here.
这水很浅。
But thank God everything went smoothly.
但是感谢神，一切都很顺利。
This is a foot washing.
这是那个洗脚礼。
Actually, I'm not joking around, but usually when you do foot washing there, you really do foot washing.
在那里的洗脚礼真是很好的洗脚。
Because most of the brothers and sisters there, they. You know, they don't wear shoes, so they walk around bare feet.
所以很多弟兄姊妹都没有鞋子穿，他们都光脚到处走。
And I look at some of the youth, right, the little ones. I look under their feet, right, their feet is like leather, so tough.
看他们脚，那小弟兄他们脚下面都像一个皮革一样，非常非常粗。
And at that age, they have to take care of their cows. Some of them have cows, they need to take care of it.
他们这么大的孩子都需要来去照顾他们家的牛。
And they work very hard.
他们工作非常努力。
The reason I show this picture is because I'm growing a goatee here.
我看给你们看这张照片，因为当时我在胡子开始长长了。
Actually, Pastor Cole he dared me to grow a goatee for the whole month, not to shave.
那个各传道来挑战我说可不可以一个月不刮胡子。
He said for the whole month when you go back to California, you gotta show Pastor Lang your goatee.
他说你一个月不刮胡子，你回去以后给那个梁传道看看你的胡子。
Of course, this is the beginning stage.
这刚开始的时候。
But afterward, really, I had like, you know, a goatee and I don't look too good in it at all.
一个月之后我的胡子长得长了，就是不好看了。
So on our way back from Kenya to London, and then Pastor Cole looked at each other, we're like, oh, you should shave it before you see Pastor Liang.
所以那个柯传道在伦敦我们回去的时候跟我说，你应该还是把胡子刮掉好了，否则不好意思见。
We don't want Pastor Liang to have a heart attack.
不想让梁传道得心脏病。
So I kept my goatee until I saw my wife.
所以我一直到碰到我太太之后才把这个胡子拔掉。
Yeah, my wife really did not like it.
太太不喜欢这个长胡子。
And then from Kimalili, we went to Kimiete.
所以从那个卡马利里我们去另外一个地方叫另外一个地方。
Kimiete is a small town in Malaba. I just tell you this thing, it's just like you know or something. No, you don't know this town.
是一个小镇子这里。
And this is a brother, no, he's not a brother yet. He's Isaac. He's a true seeker.
他是一个慕道者。
Isaac, you can see, he's more wealthy, right, than the rest of the picture before.
我们看到这个以撒，这个叫以撒这个慕道者，他好像比别人有钱一些。
He's a pastor of another church.
是另外一个教会的传道。
And he truly convinced that we preach the true gospel. He convinced that we preach the true gospel.
他我们跟他讲道，他确实被信服。
So during that time, in his church, he preached all the gospel that we preach.
所以他传道的时候，给他们传道讲道的时候，讲我们的传道。
But some of the members told him not to speak that kind of gospel anymore.
但是他们教会有些信徒给他说，不要再这样传福音。
And the two assistant pastors also gave him a hard time.
两个副传道也给他很多麻烦。
So this time he wanted to get baptized in our church.
所以那时候他想在我们教会来受洗。
We tell him, Isaac, if you get baptized in our church, you know we don't give any kind of money at all, right?
我跟他们说，以撒，如果你在我们教会受洗，我们没有办法来。在经济上帮助你。
Because Isaac, his livelihood is, you know, the congregation gave him money.
因为他生活就靠他那个教会的信徒奉献钱给他。
If he get baptized in our church, there's no money coming in.
如果他在我们教会那个受洗的话，就没有钱了。
We tell him continue to learn the truth.
所以我们告诉他，你继续来查这个查考真理。
And hopefully the next trip of the missionary trip, he will get baptized.
希望他下次我们再来的时候，他可以来受洗。
Because truly he wanted to get baptized.
因为他确实真的想受洗。
But it seems he's not ready yet.
但是我们觉得他好像没有准备好。
So we left that area, this new area in Malaba, right, in Kimiete, and we went to a Busia district.
我们到另外一个地区来。
In Busia district, we have several churches.
这个地区我们有好几个教会。
And this church in Malachi.
这个叫做马拉提教会。
This is all our brothers and sisters here.
那里教会的弟兄姊妹。
Really, to give sermon in Kenya is very fun.
在肯尼亚 传道是很有意思的一件事情。
Because a lot of them, they are just new believers.
因为他们很多都是新刚信主的。
When you preach very simple things from the Bible.
那个讲道的时候讲那个非常简单的道理。
But everybody is excited.
但是每个人都很激动。
When you stay up there, really, you talk to them, they all, you know, clapping, they all singing, they all saying amen, all this kind of stuff.
在你上面讲道的时候，他们都会拍手，然后说阿门，然后会唱歌，非常高兴。
So for you as a speaker, you also feel excited, right?
所以你作为正道的也觉得非常高，非常激动。
This outside the church.
这教会外面。
You can see this structure here.
看这个会堂。
The structure is very rock, right? Very crackly, cracky.
这墙没有很平啊。
So because why? Because most of the structure, they don't use cow dung to mix with the mud, and then all the house will come like that.
他们都是用那个牛粪和泥巴混在一起，然后把墙做好这样。
Because when I first got there, I see people with tray collecting cow dung, so I from the street and stuff.
所以我刚刚看到有人，刚去的时候看到有人拿着盘子在路上捡那个牛的大便。
I didn't know why they collect cow dung, but then they collect cow dung to build their house.
后来我才知道他们用那牛的大便来盖房子。
Of course, it doesn't smell when you mix it with the mud and stuff. It doesn't smell like cow dung.
但是你跟那个泥巴混在一起，那个味道就闻不到了。
And actually, it keeps the inside really cool.
这样他把那个房子里面弄得很凉快。
And this brother Antonio.
这叫安东尼弟兄。
He's a very faithful worker of God.
他是那个非常好的一个工人。
You can see, this luggage does not belong to us. It belonged to one of the, no, brother Wilson, the one earlier, right?
这个行李是那个刚才一个弟兄的行李。
And then he carried that luggage all over the place for him.
他帮他到处拿行李。
But because I was an intern, so I have to do the luggage by myself.
因为我是那个见习传道，所以我自己要拉我自己的行李。
This is another church in Busia.
这是另外一个教会。
Actually, I keep forgetting the church name here.
我记不得教会的名字到底是什么了。
And this is the brother and sister there. And most of them are holy workers of God, that area.
这个大部分都是当时在那边做圣工的弟兄姊妹。
Actually, it's very funny. Even in Kenya, all the fervent people are sisters.
在肯尼亚也很奇怪。很热心的圣工都是姊妹在做。
When we do training stuff like that, the sister side, even in Kenya, sister on one side, brother on one side.
在肯尼亚他们也是姊妹坐一边，弟兄坐一边。
And the sister side is always filled with sisters, and the brothers very few.
然后姊妹那边总是坐满满的，然后弟兄那边就人不多。
This is a church in Bugangi.
就另外一个叫 Bugangi 的地方那个教会。
Bugangi is one of the churches that the IA built.
这个教会是当时我们那个联会联总建的几个教会之一。
So in Kenya, there's four churches that IA built.
就在那个肯尼亚，联总造了四间教会。
So one in Bugandi.
其中一个在这里。
The other one in Samero.
还有另外一个在撒玛利亚。
And the other one in Kamwala.
在坎普拉。
And the other one is in Agoro.
阿古鲁在。
So this means if you go visit Kenya, this is the four places you can stay there.
所以你如果你去肯尼亚的话，可以住在这四个地方。
But of course, you know, the Samero area you cannot stay. It's very dangerous.
其中有一个撒玛利的地方非常非常不安全，所以最好不要去。
So after the Bugangi, we went to preach at a true seeker's place.
后来我们又去另外一家那个慕道者他们家里去布道。
It's quite nice, right? You feel like you're in the wilderness. You preach underneath the mango tree and under the tree.
在那芒果树下树林中传道，感觉很好。
And every hour you need to move the chairs around because the sun will come, you know, to you, so you have to move all around.
每过一会儿，你就要把那个椅子搬到树荫底下去。
I see this true seeker is very rich.
这个慕道者他们家非常有钱。
He has three wives, so this is his wife.
他有三个太太，你看到三个太太。
And he has many, many kids.
他有很多很多孩子。
Because in Kenya is a, you know, it's a custom, it's a culture that you can marry more than one wife if you have money.
这肯尼亚，如果你有钱的话，你可以有很多太太。
But when they come, before they come to True Jesus Church.
但是他们来教会之前。
The wife that they have, if there's three, they have to be main three, no more than three.
如果他们有三个教会三个太太的话，不可以再多了。
I see some of them get excommunicated because they married to another wife.
有些人还有被教会出名，因为他们信主之后又跟别的太太结婚。
So that's why when I first arrived, the pastor called say, "Oh, we need to go bury some people."
所以当那个科长来的时候，说他跟我说我们要去埋一些人。
I didn't understand what he said. Go bury some people.
不知道他说什么，说把谁埋起来。
Because those who have committed sin, that he had to go and excommunicate them. So we go and bury them. You know,
因为有很多人犯了罪之后，需要把他们教会出名，所以他据说要把他们埋起来。
I see. So Pastor Cole here, you can see the napkin he has on his Bible, right?
你看到客人的手里面拿了一些那个纸巾。
Actually, because Kenya is so dusty.
因为那边灰很大。
Every time you walk around, stuff like that, dust all over your hands.
你走一走路，手上全是灰。
If you touch the Bible with your hands, the Bible become very dirty.
如果你用手来摸这个圣经的话，圣经就会变得很脏。
And this is in Bugengu Church. This is a chicken that the sister gave to us.
这是一个姊妹给我们一只鸡。
For me, I never see chicken this ugly.
你从来没看到这么丑的鸡啊。
No, and this is the type of chicken they have in Kenya because they have no hair on the shoulders. There's no hair.
他们这种鸡在肯尼亚的鸡，他们在那个肩膀那里面没有毛。
And on the neck, there's no hair.
在脖子上也没有毛。
You know, Pastor Ko, he's been there, what, the last 10 years.
那柯传道去那儿大概有十来年了。
Some of the members, they named their kids after him.
有些弟兄姊妹在那边给他们孩子取名字叫姓
柯。So when I arrived there, and all of a sudden I hear this sister yelling, Pastor Ko, Pastor Ko, and I see this little kid running. You know, toward her.
所以说我看到一些那边弟兄姊妹管他们孩子叫客传道客传道，觉得很奇怪。原来发现
they don't just name him Cole, they name him Pastor Cole.
他们给他取名字不光叫柯，还是叫客传道。
And he has many chicken, many goats named after him.
他们给那个鸡还然后羊取名字都叫客传道。
Really, he goes over there. He's like, actually, we tell him truly he's an African. He said he know more about the culture than the people who lives there.
我感觉他好像一个已经变成一个非洲人了，他比当地人还了解当地的文化。
I feel excited before we go to bed.
这晚上睡觉之前，我给他照相，他很兴奋。
Because you know he wears big glasses, so when he take glasses, he can't see. That's why he's like this.
他的眼睛近视很深，眼睛拿下来就看不见了。
I think this is mosquito net. Can you tell?
这是那个蚊帐。
Actually, over there, if you don't sleep a mosquito net on, forget it. You get up, you have only bones left.
如果晚上睡觉你不盖蚊帐的话，你早上起来可能身上全是骨头了。
And when you're sleeping, the mosquito just going on bzzz, all around your mosquito net. It's really scary in the beginning.
晚上睡觉的时候，你整天听的都是蚊子的嗡嗡嗡的声音，非常。
So the first several days you cannot sleep because you're afraid the mosquito can get into your net, right?
所以刚开始你会非常害怕，你怕那蚊子会跑进来把你咬你。
Especially this net that my wife bought me, right? I say, why this net is so big, right? Look at it.
这个我太太帮我买的蚊帐，那洞很大。
It seemed like the mosquito can go into it.
好像他们钻，蚊子可以钻过去。
But actually, the mosquito cannot get into it. I don't know why. But the hole is pretty big.
但是我不知道蚊子为什么没有办法钻进去，虽然洞很大。
So I climb up the jackfruit tree there.
这是那个这叫什么？龙。这一种水果啊，这叫。
Yeah, I don't know jackfruit. Yeah.
臭水果很。
And this is mango.
这芒果，这芒果树。
I see, this is not the season for mango.
这不是那个芒果季节。
But we were so hungry right during that time, and the mango is so sour.
但肚子很饿，但是芒果又很酸。
Because we got to be careful too, because some area, right, when you walk this, you cannot go bathroom anywhere, so whatever you eat, you can be careful, you have to go, you have to plan everything out.
所以因为当时他们那个上厕所很不卫生，所以我们吃东西要非常小心。
And this mango tree is up on the top, so I had to go and get it.
所以这个芒果长在树的很高，所以我得爬上去才能摘到。
Remember that time when I took the mango off, the sap went right in my eyes.
就下来的时候，那个树枝就跑到我眼睛里去了。
So, but we ate it and it was really good.
但是吃了味道还不错。
This is in a, where is this? Ah, Cabello.
这是另外一个地方叫 Cabello 的地
方。This is brother Alex. I think he's sleeping.
那个弟兄他可能睡着了。
See, this most of them are truth seekers.
大部分都是那个慕道者。
Actually, it's very fun to preach there with truth seeker there.
给那里在那地方给那个慕道者传福音是非常有意思的一件事情。
We always ask them, are you saved?
我们就问他，你有没有得救？
Because 80-90% of the people there are Christian.
因为那里面80-90%都是基督徒。
So when they say, are you saved? They're like, yeah, I'm saved. They're always excited.
你问他有没有得救？他们说 yes, 我是的，我有得救。
Then after we go to the Bible and finish it, then they sit there very sad.
但是我们给他们讲这个圣经道理之后，他们就变得非常伤心了。
Then we ask him, "Are you saved?"
我们再问他，你有没有得救
？He's like, "No."
他就开始摇头了。
We, you know, because everything we teach is about baptism, receiving Holy Spirit, all those kind of stuff.
因为我们告诉他们这个受洗还是圣灵这些事情，他们都没有听过。
But I see they don't fight with you. You know, you just have a conversation with them. It's very nice.
其实他们不跟你争辩，他只是跟他一个讨论而已。
This is mosquito net on the head that my wife bought me.
这是我太太帮我买的一个罩在头上一个防蚊子的一个东西。
You get my goatee is grown there.
看到胡子已经长长了。
And of course, I don't wear this go out every single night. You look like a crazy person, right?
晚上你当然每天戴这个出去，好像一个鬼一样。
But sometimes when I go out at night time, I have to put it on because there's so many mosquitoes.
但是晚上有时候出去确实要戴这个，因为蚊子确实太多。
See, I look more tired now, right? Look at my face, not so smiley like before. I tried to smile here, but I didn't come out.
现在脸已经开始笑不出来了。
This is the, for us, we're going to Kaluo, a church Kaluo.
这是去另外一个在 Kaluo 的一个教会。
Actually, this day I remember both of us, we are so tired.
我记得那天我们两个人都非常非常累。
See, Pastor Cole, he always bring this towel around on his head.
那个客串道他总会把这种毛巾盖在他的脖子那里。
Actually, he told me the last time he went, he almost died from heat stroke.
他跟我说上次去的时候他差点中暑死掉。
Because the churches in Kenya, they have like steel roof and the roof is not so high.
因为在肯尼亚他们教会他们房顶都是那个铁皮的并不很高。
So sometimes you're preaching, you get so excited, you don't realize the heat is on top of your head, it's really hot.
有时候你传道时忘记说那个很热的天花板就在你头上非常热。
Because Pastor Cole is bald, so right, the heat, he really hit his head, and then really he was in bed for several days, he couldn't move.
因为客串道他光头所以那个热下来他热得他非常厉害他。
So everywhere he goes, he would soak his towel and put on his head.And then put the hat on his head.
不管去哪里都把那毛巾弄湿然后搭在头上然后再盖上帽子。
I think the best thing I brought there is my handkerchief.
我带的最好的东西可能是我的手绢。
Because when you go to the bathroom, you also put a handkerchief on there, right?
去上厕所头就把那手绢盖在椅子上面。
When you're in the van, you always put the handkerchief there.
你上车要把那个手绢盖
在椅子上。When you walk, you all put the handkerchief there.
走路的时候也把手巾戴上去。
You can use it everywhere.
说你可以去哪都可以用。
It's only like 99 cents. It's very good.
九毛九分钱一个非常有用的东西。
This is Kaluo Church.
这是卡鲁瓦教会。
Remember the building I showed you earlier without cow dung? This is the building with cow dung. See how smooth it is?
刚才那个教会是没有cow dung，现在这个教会是有那个牛大便在里面。
And inside is very cool.
里面也很凉快。
I mean, even cool is like probably like 80, 90 in there. But
大概八九十度，但是跟外面比还是很凉快了。
And then this is Brother Cole. He looks pretty slick there.
客串道他看上去挺
Actually, the reason we take this picture is because I want to remember this time.
因为我想记住这个时间，所以我把这个照片。
During that time, we went to visit a sister, old sister in a really remote area.
我们当时去一个很偏僻的地方去探望一个年纪非常大的一个姊妹。
And her three sons just died from AIDS.
她的三个儿子都死在艾滋病。
And she's the only one that's a believer.
所以她是他们家里面唯一的一个信。
Her husband has three wives.
他的先生有三个太太。
Of course, she's the oldest wife, so her husband doesn't pay attention to her.
因为她是最老的太太，所以她的先生也不理她了。
So during the time when we went to visit her, really she wanted to give us something, right? Because visitors have come, she wanted to give us something.
我们当时去的时候去探访她，她很想送我们一点东西。
And just happened her chicken just laid a couple eggs during that time.
就刚好她那时候她的母鸡下了几个蛋。
And she gave us two eggs, and really the eggs like this small, so small.
她给我们两个鸡蛋，非常非常小的鸡蛋。
But really, of course, we took it, we were hungry.
因为我们当时肚子很饿，我们就拿了。
And, you know, but during that time, we just remember that sister, she has a lot of love.
我们当然记得说这个姊妹她的爱心真是很好。
She has only two eggs for herself, but she gave it to us.
她自己只有两个蛋，她却把两个蛋给了我们。
Of course, I think Pastor Cole gave her, you know, like a dollar or something like that.
我们知道说可能客串道给她一块美金。
This is sunset in Samaria, it's very beautiful, right?
那边的是夕阳非常漂亮。
So many times Pastor Cole and I, we sit outside of the house and we just look at the sunset and talk.
每次太阳下山的时候我跟客串道坐在那里就一起聊天。
That's why sometimes when I talked, I had to put the mosquito head thing on, right?
所以有时候我需要把那个头上那个罩蚊子的罩戴上。
This is during one of the baptism.
这是在一次在那边施洗的地方。
This one that I built church in Samaria.
这是那边那个连总盖了一个教会。
So during this time I was making the Holy Communion bread, right?
那我是那里做那个做圣餐的饼。
It looks pretty good, right? It's all round and everything.
看上去还不错，软圆圆的。
And we also need to make how we do the grape juice. We buy raisin.
当时我们做那个葡萄汁，我们是用那个买来的那个葡萄干。
So from Nairobi to the whole trip, we had to carry about 5-pound bags of a flour.
从那个奈罗比，我们一路要带5磅的那个面粉。
And a box of raisin.
还带一盒子的那个葡萄干。
So before baptism, we always, you know.Do the Holy Communion first. I mean, cook the things for the Holy Communion.
我们在那个受洗之前，总是要先把这些东西做好。
Actually, the last time that Pastor Cole was there,
客串道上次在的时候
，he cooked the grape juice and then he made the Holy Communion, then went to the baptismal site.
他先把那个葡萄汁做好，然后又烤了这个饼，然后再去给他们受洗。
And when he came back, it's gone. Somebody ate it and drank the whole thing.
他回来的时候发现那些食物都不见了，有人把他们偷吃了。
Of course, we don't blame them. You know, they are so hungry.
当然我们不会来责怪他们，因为他们确实非常非常饿。
So Pastor Cole asked them who ate it, and they say, "Oh, the dog on there ate it."
那科长问他说谁把它偷吃了，他们说是。
So every time we make this, we have to put a bodyguard next to it, exactly.
后来我每次做这东西，就旁边要安排一个人来看着他。
Usually Brother Wilson, you know, Brother Wilson is pretty big, so we let him to watch, you know, the bread and the thing.
因为 Wilson 他的弟个子比较大，我们就让他来看这个饼。
He's also doing a baptismal.
是受洗的地方。
He's in Lake Victoria.
在那个维多利亚湖。
This is Brother Romanos.
这是一个弟兄。
He's the district coordinator in Kisimu.
他在那个可西木的地方是联络负责人。
You can see Lake Victoria, I think it's very famous. A lot of people know Lake Victoria in Kenya, right, in Africa. It's pretty big.
维多利亚湖在肯尼亚是非常有名的一个湖。
Even though it looks very beautiful, but it's very dirty.
看上去还不错，但是其实水很脏。
This is in Agongo.
这是另外一个地方叫 Agongo 的地方。
Agongo Church is very beautiful.
Agongo 教会其实很漂亮。
And the IA owned 4 acres of land here.
连总在这里买了四英亩的地。
And this brother Titus.
Titus, 那个弟兄 Titus.
So Titus and Romanos, they will escort us. Titus will go with me from now on, and then Romanos will go with Peter Cook.
Titus 后来我们分开之后，他就陪我，然后另外一个弟兄陪那个客传道。
And Titus is the one to take care of this land.
So Titus 就是在这里照顾着四英亩地的弟兄。
Because the drought season, nothing grows there, you see.
因为这个当时是干旱，所以没有种什么东西。
And you can see this brother, he has problem with his legs.
这个弟兄他的腿有问题。
And his legs, he really cannot walk, and his legs is very wide from one another.
他的腿有问题，所以不能走路。
This is the true seeker during that time.
那个是一个那个慕道者。
And he was possessed by evil spirit.
他被那个邪灵附着。
And this is the boat that we're gonna take to a place, a church in Karabanga in Lake Victoria.
后来我们坐这只船去另外一个卡巴冈卡的教会。
Then this is Brother James, Brother Titus, and Romanos.
这几位弟兄。
See, Brother James is a hunter.
这个举手这个弟兄他是个猎手。
So right now we're going to his house.
我们现在去他们家里。
And then he shows his spear, right? He has spears and stuff inside his house.
他给我们看他的那个矛。
And then one time he told us he almost died because he went hunting and a gazelle pretty much put his, you know, what is the word?The gazelle went after him, right, and horned him. So his leg, he showed us his leg. It's like, you know, the wound in his leg is large.
他这个弟兄告诉我们，他去打猎有一次差点被那个野兽顶死，他那个野兽跑得很快，用那个脚来顶他。
Then I was saying to him, you get beat up by a gazelle? I thought you like a lion or something, you know, trying to kill you, not a little gazelle.
就是一种鹿吧，结果把他弄得很惨。
But no, the gazelle over there, they're very tough. It's quite beautiful, right, on the way there.
就是风景不错这边。
Really, this walk here from the lake shore all the way to the church, it's very tiring.
从那个湖边到这个教会这条路走过来非常非常累。
And during the time the sun was at high noon, so it's very hot.
当时正是中午非常热的时候。
You can see the shore is right there, we're walking up right now.
这我们就走到这里。
This is the church.
这是教会。
There's no wall anything there.
没有墙。
And there's a bunch of dirt there that are ready to make it into a wall.
这些土他们以后想把它糊起来变成墙。
This is the steel roof I'm talking about.
这就是那种铁皮的房顶。
So for me, because I'm like 6 feet tall, so when I stand it, it's only about 2 feet above my head, so it's very, very hot.
因为我个子比较高，所以我站起来之后，那个房顶离我头大概只有2尺，所以非常热。
There's all my brother and sister there.
那边的弟兄姊妹。
So we had like a little, you know, spiritual convocation.
我们有一个小小的灵恩布道会。
This is, we went back to a lake, Lake Victoria. You can see it is all mud.
我回到那个湖边，那个这里面全是泥巴。
So the mud, we have to walk from, you know, the shore all the way to the place that is left less mud. And this place smells so bad. Really,
就从那边走过去，那地方的味道真是很难闻。
Because it's all rotten seaweed, rotten everything. It's really, it's like you're walking into like a pile of dunk, you know.
那边因为很多海带啊之类生物都腐烂，所以会非常臭。
You see the water there, it's so muddy.
看这里面的水非常脏。
This is one of the church in Kawala.
是科瓦拉那边的一个教会。
IA built the church in Kawala.
也是那个连总盖的。
This is on Kisi.
是另外一个可惜的一个地方。
It's quite beautiful, right?
还风景还不错。
This is also a church in Kisi.
另外一个间教会。
It's quite beautiful, the view from this place. There. You see this dog here?
看了一只狗。
Actually, for me, I love animals.
我是很喜欢动物的一个人。
I remember when I was in Kenya, so many dogs, they're just bones, you know, they have nothing to eat.
去肯尼亚看他的狗, 他们都瘦的, 瘦骨嶙峋, 因为他没有东西可以吃。
So one time we visited a family.
有一次我去探访一个家庭,
and this bony dog was, we were eating bread, so this bony dog was walking toward us.
我们在吃面包的时候, 那些很瘦很瘦的狗来跑过来。
And one of the old sisters, she took a stick and whacked him over the head with it, right? So he hurt his eyes, and he was going like this, you know?
有个姊妹拿个棍子把他打这个狗就打到眼�eking.
At that time, I feel so sad for that dog.
我觉得对那个狗觉得很怜悯。
So, while I was eating the bread, I took a little bread and gave it to him, you know.
所以我当时我觉得狗很可怜，我就把自己的面包分了一小块给它吃。
Because if the family see me do that, they probably think I'm crazy because they are starving to death and I'm feeding this skinny dog.
如果那个家人看到我这样的话，他们一定觉得我疯了，因为他们人都快饿死了，还喂狗。
Yeah, everybody suffer there. The animals suffer, the people suffer, everybody suffer.
那边人，不管是人还是动物，都过得很惨。
Yeah, this is a guava tree. Yeah, guava.
这是另外一个果树。
Yeah, guava. And it's not season for guava here, but we ate it. We ate many of them.
我们也吃了很多。
Yeah, so I don't know what happened to the picture, but this is the picture in Nairobi.
这是内罗毕城里的一个照片。
See, the city is pretty much advanced, right?
城里面还不错,
so
很先进。
People there, I mean, but still it's not a safe place to go.
但是也不是很安全。
So there's a sister, she's blind.
这是一个 看不见眼瞎的一个姊妹。
See, that's the old sister that hit the dog with the stick.
那个就是那个老姊妹，她用棍子打狗的那个姊妹。
Actually, her husband died from AIDS. He's a brother also, but they have AIDS before they came to Christ.
这个瞎眼的姊妹，她的先生在信主之前因为得了艾滋病后来死掉了。
This sister also is dying from AIDS.
这个姊妹也要快要死掉了。
Now she's blind. It's very pitiful.
她眼睛也看不见了，非常可怜。
This is the last feast we have there.
是我们在一起吃的一个最后的一个晚餐。
This is the best food that we ate all last, you know, those 30 days we were there.
这是我们30天里面吃的最好的一顿饭。
We had everything. We had tomato,
我们有土豆,
tomato
马铃薯,
with chicken, tomato with fish,
和鱼,
tomato with lamb. So it's very wonderful.
还有羊肉和乌,
actually, every time I think about those food, I feel like throwing up. I don't know why. It just,
现在每次想到那种吃东西都快要吐出来了，不知道为什么。
Because during that time, really, you eat whatever is available, so it tastes so good. But when I come back to thinking, I say, oh, thank God I didn't really get sick.
当时因为饿了，所以什么东西都吃，但是回来感到说感谢神，当时没有吃到生病。
Baptismal site.
这是在受洗的地方。
This we go back. Now I'm going to show you some video actually.
现在我要放一些录像给你们看。
We're singing, we're playing the drum, you know, it's a lot of
我们有唱，还有打鼓。
But actually, you know, if there's no brother and sister there in Kenya, I don't, you know, who want to go back?
No, 如果没有弟兄姊妹在那边，谁会想回去？
All the missionaries who've been there before, really, they don't want to go back.
那边去过那边传道的，其实都不想再回去。
But it's true because, you know, the love of God compels us. We go there and to, you know, share the word of God with our brothers and sisters.
但是神的爱感动我们去那边跟他们分享那个神的那个。
Really, every one of us who's sitting here this afternoon, if we have a chance, you go there at least once. Really, to visit the brother and sister there.
所以今天在这里在座的弟兄姊妹，如果有机会的话，你们也可以去一下看看那边的弟兄姊妹。
Because really, every single day, we over here, we eat in abundance.
因为每天我们吃的都是太丰盛。But
over there, just have beans and rice is not enough.
在那边却每天只能吃到豆子和大米，实在是不够。And
I remember during that time, my prayer was very powerful.
我记得时候，当时我在那边祷告非常有能力。For
example, saying grace when you have something to eat.
当时在谢饭的时候有东西吃。Like
over here, when I say grace, because the food is so much, when I say grace, it, you know, your heart doesn't really mean it, you know. I mean, it tried to mean it, but it cannot get to the point that you are starving to death and you pray, you know, you really pray to God.
但是这里因为吃的东西这么多，你这是谢饭的时候，虽然你想尽力真心的感谢神，却是 因为吃的太多了，你没有这种饿肚子的感觉，没办法真心的这种谢饭。So
during that time when you pray over the food, you really feel the power of God, really, because you are so sincere.
所以当时在那边有东西吃的时候，你感谢神，却是一个非常有力的一个祷告。Not
only that, ask God to sanctify the food.
也并且来求神来 祝福这个食物。
Because really, if you go there, you get sick, that's it. You are done. You know, you cannot do anything if you are sick.
如果你去那边吃东西吃坏的话，你什么也干不了了。
Because the food there is not too clean.
那边的食物没有很干净。
So when you pray over the food, you really ask God to sanctify the food to make it clean, and you really mean it from the bottom of your head.
所以当你求那个神来看顾着食物，你真是真心的这样求。
Actually, there's many things I learned from the trip to Kenya.
我这次去肯尼亚学到了很多东西。
And most thing I learned the most that we, as members in the United States, we are very blessed.
最重要的一个东西就是我们在美国这些弟兄姊妹确实真是一个很有福的一群人。
For example, you want to preach to a friend, we just drive to their house or meet at a coffee shop, whatever. In Kenya, you want to preach to someone, you get to walk 2 hours in the hot sun.
这边如果你要去给别人传福音，你可能开车过去，或者在一个咖啡店里跟他见面。在那边你要在烈日下面走2个多小时才能到。
And many of us really...We lack of nothing.
在这边我们大家都不会缺少什么东西。
So, but in Kenya, it's also to be faithful to God is not easy.
但是在肯尼亚如果做一个神的忠心的仆人确实不简单的事情。
Because in Kenya, many people are so poor.
因为那边大家都很穷。
Because they are so poor, they need to steal, they need to deceive, they need to, you know, get their food not in the right way.
因为太穷了他们会想一些骗人或者一些偷的东西来填饱肚子。
But in the U.S., it's also not easy to keep our faith.
但是在美国，来保坚守我们的信心也不是一件容易的事情。
Because we have so much, we forget about God.
因为我们有这么多物质上的充足的东西，我们却把神忘记了。
So I think about the prayer of Agur in the Book of Proverbs.
所以我想到那个箴言里面关于祷告的一件事情。
Agur prayed to God, God did not make me so poor to the point that I need to steal.
祷告说，神啊，求你不要把我变得太穷，使我必须偷东西来生存下去。
Do not make me so rich to the point that I forget about you.
也不要使我太富，使我忘记你。
So in Kenya, they are so poor they need to steal.
在肯尼亚，很多时候他们穷到必须要偷东西才能生存下去。
In the U.S., it seems we are so blessed that we forget about our God.
但是在美国，我们却物质上这么充足，我们这么有福，却忘记了神。
But nevertheless, we continue to try our best to glorify His name.
希望我们自己能继续来为神荣耀。
Because in Kenya and here in America, we still have to suffer, to increase our faith.
不管在美国还是在肯尼亚，我们都需要受患难，使我们的信心来得到增长。
And another thing that I learned when I was in Kenya.
另外一件事情我学到的。
It truly confirmed my faith that I'm in the right church.
这个事情是我真正的感觉到是我们建的教会是对的正确的教会。
Even though in Kenya, right, there's 80-90% people are Christian.
因为虽然那边80-90%的人都是基督徒。
But when we go there, truly God is with us.
但是我们去那里的时候真正可以感到说神确实跟我们在一起。
Really, that sister who was demon-possessed.
我们刚才看到那个有魔鬼附身的一个姊妹。
I'm sorry, she's not a sister, she's the true seeker.
她是一个慕道者还不是姊妹。
So during that time, we kneel down and pray.
当时我们跪下来祷告的时候。
Of course, she prayed with her eyes closed.
当时她是跪下来闭着眼睛祷告。
And she also prayed in tongue.
她也用圣灵来祷告。
For me, I did not know anything.
当时我也不知道。
But Pastor Cole started walking towards her.
但是那个客传道就走过去。
As he walked towards her, the spirit was in her, started throwing her on the ground.
但是她过去的时候发现那个邪灵就把她摔倒在地上。
Of course, she prayed with her eyes closed.
因为这个女士是用眼睛跪下祷告。
Even with her eyes closed, when she, Pastor Cole walked towards her, you can see that the evil spirit that's in her really so afraid of the spirits inside of us.
虽然她眼睛闭着看不见客船道走过来，但是她过来的时候，那个邪灵还是把这个女士摔倒在地上。
And it happened several times to other places.
同样的事情在别的地方发生过好几次。
When we walk, an evil spirit possess a person, they're so scared.
我们去走到一个被邪灵附的人的时候，他们就非常害怕。
And another thing, before I went to Africa.
另外一件事情，我去非洲之前。
Actually, I pulled a ligament in my knee.
我的膝盖有一个筋受伤了。
So during that time, I was playing basketball, so, you know, I hurt myself, and then I was afraid I'm going to Kenya, and I know Pastor Cole, he loves to walk around.
我当时打篮球不小心把膝盖弄伤了，所以我知道如果去非洲，那个客串照喜欢到处走来走去。
But when I arrived in Kenya, my knee is completely healed.
但是我到那个非洲之后，我的膝盖就很好，就好起来了。
Because I was walking up the mountain, down the mountain, in the mud and everything, it is fine.
我上山下山或者在泥巴里面走路都没有问题。
So for us, truly, we are the true church of God.
主里，我们确实在一个真的教会里面。
But we don't need to go through trial and tribulation to understand this.
但是我们并不需要说。经历许多患难来了解这件事情。
Because for me, I went to many other churches before.
因为我亲身的去过很多别的教会。
And the reason I'm in True Jesus Church.
但是我之所以会在这里真耶稣教会。
Not because there's so many people in that church.
不是因为我们教会人多。
Not because we are so rich.
也不是因为我们教会有钱。
Not because the church is so wonderful.
也不是教会的会堂很漂
亮。The reason I'm here.
我之所以会来这里。
Because we are the True Church of God.
因为我们是神的真教会。
Really, since I was young.
从我小的时候
I was in the Greek Orthodox.
我在那个希腊的真宗教。
And my mother, my adopted mother, she's Greek.
我的继母她是一个希腊的真宗教。
She always wanted me to be a priest in the Greek church.
她想让我在这个教会里面做一个牧师。
Because the Greek priests, some of them make $100,000 a year.
因为在这个教会做牧师他每个有时候可以有10万块钱的年薪。
And they buy them a house.
他们教会会帮他们买房子。
They buy them a car.
给他们买车。
Then on the holiday season, you make extra money.
在假日的时候，你还可以赚多赚的钱。
For example, they have the day, you know, praying for the dead, the day of praying for the dead.
他们有一天是专门为那个死去的人来祷告。
The priest can just go to the cemetery, and then, you know, people come ask him to pray one, 2 minutes. That's $20-$50 right there, right?
那个牧师给他那个死去的亲属祷告，家属必须要2分钟就要给他们付50块钱。
Really, the reason I'm here.
但是我来这个教会
Because we are the true church of God.
因为我知道说这里是神的真的教会。
So many of us, we can say this other church also true.
许多人会说别的教会可能也是真的。
If you find a church is true, tell me about it.
如果你真的找到一个别的真教会，请告诉我一下。
Because I also want to go to that church.
我也想去看。
If that church had the same baptism that we have here.
如果那个教会跟我们教会一样的受洗。
If the church had the same Holy Spirit.
一样的圣灵。
If the church had foot washing.
一样的洗脚礼。
If the church had true Holy Communion.
一样的真正的这个灵。
If the other churches have the same doctrine we have.
如果那个教会跟我们教会有一样的道理。
I want to go there and work for them.
我要去看看。
Because really, True Jesus Church.
因为我们真是真的教会。
Of course, the salary is very low.
我们的薪水很低。
And...I mean, everything here, and then I'm a bunch of, with Asian people, right?
我在这里也是跟一帮亚洲人在一起。
Because when I was growing up, all my friends and the relatives, they're all, you know, they're all Caucasian.
我长大的时候，我的朋友四周全是白人。
The reason I'm in True Jesus Church.
我之所以会来真耶稣教会。
There's no doubt in my mind.
是因为我心里一点没有怀疑。
That our church is the only true church of God.
我们教会是神的真一个唯一的真教会。
And this, When I go to Kenya, totally disconfirm my faith in this church.
去肯尼亚真是使我这个信心得到更加的稳固。
Because when we go there, we truly can see the power of God.
因为我们去那里真是看到神的能力。
Really, when we preach, we pierce people's heart.
我们传道的时候，那个话语扎入他们的心中。
When we are baptized, sometimes out of the water, they speak in tongues.
有时候我们给他们受洗，他们出来之后就可以用灵言祷告。
And evil spirit, they scatter before us.
那些邪灵在我们面前都跑掉。
Why? Because we truly have the Spirit of God inside.
因为我们确实有神的灵跟我们同在。
So for us, please continue to have this kind of faith inside of us.
所以我们也弟兄姊妹也需要有这种信心在我们心中。
Do not let the blessing that God has put upon us to be a stumbling block for us not to draw ourselves closer to Him.
不要把神给我们的祝福变成我们信仰上的绊脚石。
Let's sing a hymn to conclude.
唱诗。